13 minutes after 10 o'clock. And for years, it's been a pleasure to work with the Pittsburgh Concert Society and to feature winners. And today, we're really glad to welcome the person you're about to hear. He is a junior at Fox Chapel Area High School, and his name is Rishi Merchandani. That was absolutely incredible. Rishi Merchandani. I hope I'm, am I doing that right? Your last name?
Yes.
Great. And who composed that piece?
That was a piece by Nancy Galbraith. She's professor of composition at Carnegie Mellon University. It's a really great experience for me because I actually get to meet and talk with this composer about the music rather than having to interpret, you know, in this one-sided fashion.
What's its name?
This is one piece from a collection of three pieces that I'll be playing today called The Three Preludes.
And they're all hers.
They're all hers. This is the first prelude.
Yeah, that was really fun to listen to, fun to watch you play as well. Have you thought about composing, or are you composing?
I'm not composing yet, but it's certainly something I've thought of. I really think it's fascinating how closely music and math are interconnected, especially when you're composing. Math is another one of my passions, so composing is a really interesting field to me.
Yeah, I know you've won some awards in mathematics and also writing. So have you thought about what you want to do after graduating high school?
Well, it's a difficult decision for me. I'm really torn between music and math, but I would really like to study a little bit of both.
You can do that, I think. You know, it's tough. None of those decisions are irreversible. They could always be augmented. How do you think music and math are alike?
Well, they're related on many levels. First, on the level of rhythm, you can subdivide beats, you can arrange beats in a lot of different patterns. Nancy Galbraith is actually really amazing at this because she experiments with a lot of new patterns, some eclectic patterns. For example, right here I'm looking at the meter of 7/16. That's really rare in classical music to have seven beats in a measure, but she makes that sound completely natural. So it's her understanding of the mathematical breakdown of the number seven that makes this piece so interesting.
Interesting. Let's listen to the next one. And this would be the second in her series of preludes,
that
sounds
correct.
Like. So once again, our pleasure to have as kicking off our Youth Expression Showcase today, Rishi Merchandani.
Thank you.
Rishi Merchandani at the Saturday Light Brigade. Just beautifully done. You can just tell how much you enjoy playing as you play and really feeling the music as you play it. And, you know, the dexterity, and I'm not sure if they were 16th notes or if they were sextuplets. There's a few runs in there that just are incredible. You know, was that difficult for you to learn? It probably seems so second nature to you now.
Well, it was difficult to learn because they're actually not 16th notes. Some of them are, but there are also subdivisions into five. Ah. So as I said, she has some really complicated mathematical patterns, but again, that's what makes it so interesting.
So if she subdivides into five, what do they – yeah, I guess they wouldn't be 16th notes.
No, a little bit faster, so you have to really – focus to make sure that all the notes fit in the right beat.
Yeah, you just sound great. Now, in reading over about you a little bit, you're pretty well-rounded. I want to hear about the satire that you wrote that won an award you like to write. What was it?
Well, I consider myself a complete nerd. you know, I'm obsessed with math, and I'm always practicing piano, and
nerds are back in style. It's
good. Oh, they are. They yeah. absolutely are. And it is actually for that reason that
I'm very happy about that, by the way.
I really kind of mocked the stereotypical geek and the aura that surrounds them. And I tried to communicate the message that, you know, just because somebody is is nerdy, that doesn't mean they're not a normal person. It just means they have that certain passion for something that's academic.
Yeah, it's interesting. Just as people might be quick to conclude that very skilled athletes might not have much in the way of the arts or perhaps so-called nerd-like capabilities. People assume that nerds, people called nerds, don't have other things. You also are an athlete, right? You play cricket.
Yeah.
So it's nice. I would love to sometime, if you would like, it would be great to have you read either all or part of that piece. We'd like to share writing, too, and I would love to hear that. Is there anybody – this will be our last chance to talk – that you wanted to acknowledge or anything you'd like to say that I did not prompt you to say?
I'd really like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me and other young emerging musicians this opportunity. This is a great way for us to get exposure. I'd also like to thank my piano teacher, Ms. Luz Manriquez at CMU, for – being incredibly dedicated and always there to give me that extra push to become better at piano.
And let's thank Suvir, Paige Turner, extraordinaire, your brother who's here. I'm gathering he probably plays an instrument.
Yes.
Because he's got to be reading this music to it's being the Paige Turner, you got to be in the game. So this is the third prelude now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here today. Once again, Rishi Merchandani. Thank you. Rishi Mershandani, thank you. And I hope you'll come back again. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.